The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast on Tuesday morning, November the 22nd. I'm Andy Holding. We'll take a look at a 7-race card today at Wexford. Of course, we've lost Southall, so that means we're going to be covering this Irish card in full, which is a bit of a Brucey bonus. We've got plenty of good races to come, lots of big fields, competitive action, going to be run on soft ground as well, so you're definitely looking towards those that prefer testing conditions.
Race 1.
We begin the day to take a look at the 12:25, which is a mares only contest. Quite a few decent types are making their herding debuts today. No more so than Toe the Line from the John Keely stable. This horse is a tremendously consistent individual. Although a 7-year-old now, she's still got quite a bit of mileage left in her. She doesn't race that often, because she doesn't normally get a soft ground. The last time that she did, she won a listed race at Nace back in the middle of October in pretty game fashion. She's been running in group races largely through her last two or three seasons, so she's obviously very classy. She's rated 102, and she's got quite a few bits and pieces of form in decent bumpers as well. So if she takes the hurdling, albeit at the ripe old age of 7, she's got every chance of getting off the mark here. She also faces the likes of Forge Meadow and, most importantly, Lettre de Cachet from the Noel Mead stable, who I do think is the each-way value call in the race. This horse has got plenty of back class, including a second in a Grade 2 a couple of seasons ago. Obviously was outclassed at the Punchestown Festival a couple of years ago in a Grade 1, but she bounced back to some decent form the other day at Galway after a bit of a break, when looking the most likely winner going down to the last in the first time tongue tie. She made a bad mistake and let in Calypsia, who looked beaten at the time. Other than that untimely incident, she probably would have won. And with her experience and already ability to stay this trip and jump hurdles, like I say, I do think she's the value each way call around about the 5-1 mark this morning.
Race 2.
On to race number 2 then, and all eyes will be on Gordon Elliott Sutton Manor, quite rightly so as well. Runner-up in a bumper towards the middle of last season on heavy ground. Made a bright start to his hurdling career the other day down in Fairy House when finishing second to a really nice horse called the West's Awake. Certainly made that performer pull out all the stops in the latter stages, having been kicked on from a long way out in the hands of Keith Donoghue. So much so that the time figure of the race was very, very smart for a main hurdle for this time of the season, with just normal improvements. And the step-up in trip likely to suit this individual, of course, comes from the point-to-point field. I expect this one to be another winner for the Giggingstown Stud and Gordon Elliott Axis.
Race number 3.
On to the 125 here, and all eyes will definitely be on Crack Tiepi from the William Mullins stable. Unfortunately, this filly doesn't get on William Mullins stable tour, which was in the Racing Post a couple of weeks ago. But he's got such a battalion of horses then, obviously some of the perhaps in inverted commas letter lights don't get a look in here. But that doesn't mean to say that she's not good enough to take this particular contest, because it looks a little bit threadbare on in-form performers coming into this race. We definitely know that she'll handle the heavy ground, because she won, of course, in her native France. And being as she's by, or certainly from the same line as Piom Tiepi, who was a very good hurdler strike chaser for Willie many years ago, there's every chance that receiving all the allowances as a 4-year-old, she'll be able to get off the mark quite comfortably at the first time of asking under rules.
Race 4.
On to the fourth race then, quite a competitive handicap hurdle we have on offer here. No doubt Cloudy Morning will have his supporters. He's really come of age of late prior to his last two victories. He had been called one or two rude names in the past, but confidence definitely breeds success. And that was very much borne out with his victory at Clonmel last time out, when he strutted his stuff, puffed his chest out and looked the winner all the way through that race. The only slight concern for me with Cloudy Morning would be the ground today. All his best form has come on no worse than good to yielding, and definitely a better surface would suit him. So that definitely tips the balance of power in favour, for me anyway, in the direction of Logical Song from the Mags Mullins stable. This horse was a big eye catcher in a decent maiden hurdle 2 starts ago at Clonmel, and Julie improved upon that performance by winning a competitive handicap at Fairy House last week. I like the way this horse travelled through the race in the hands of Danny Mullins, and under just an £8 penalty, that shouldn't necessarily be good enough to stop this horse, providing he handles this stiffer track. Obviously, this is going left-handed rather than right-handed, but he should still be okay. Because it doesn't look a particularly strong race. So the choice there is Logical Song in race number 4.
Race 5.
On to race number 5 then. This is probably one of the best races on the card this afternoon. Keppel's Queen sets a very good standard, courtesy of a good run the other day in a very hot race won by Road to Respect. Bit of a shock that was. Noel Meade's Charge beating Prince of Scars, of course, last year was contesting Grade 1 hurdles and was very much on road to the World Hurdle itself at the Cheltenham Festival, but for the ground drying up. So obviously Jessica Harrington's Charge was in quite deep on that particular occasion, and she made the run in until just getting a little bit tired late on. But now that she's had the cobwebs blown away, she's got every chance of getting back on track here. But she does face a very potentially formidable opponent in the shape of Joseph O'Brien's Slow Motion, who as a 4-year-old receives all the allowances here. Now, she ran an absolute belter the other day behind Miss Tata in a very strong run Grade 3 contest at Nace. Although there was only 4 runners, Swamp Fox, who ended up finishing 3rd, set the field along at a merry dance, and the time figure was very good. The circuit times and the sectionals were also good on that, so I definitely want to follow that form. And she's very much built like a chase as well, even though she's a 4-year-old. She's a real masculine filly, this Slow Motion. So in hands of Barry Geraghty, like I say, receiving all the allowances, Slow Motion, I wouldn't say it's a confident choice, but is the vote there in race number 5.
Race number 6.
On to race 6 then, and I'm going to stay with Capture the Drama for the Angus King stable. Very much a horse who comes here on a crest of a wave. Won a couple of starts ago at Galway in quite easy fashion in the hands of Andrew Ring, pulling well clear in the closing stages. Looked as if he might be headed coming out of the dip from those last 2 fences. Just got touched off the other day by Smadeninium, having tried to make all the running today, that particular afternoon in the hands of Lisa O'Neill, but there was nothing wrong with the performance. Just caught a horse who obviously got a bit of backlash and came back to form with a bang, but he should get back on track here. I do think this sharp left-handed track will suit this horse. He won't mind the ground either. He's won on soft ground in the past, and he's still quite feasibly weighted. I do like the fact that connections have gone for Mark Walsh as well, who undoubtedly is one of the best jockeys over in Ireland currently. So Capture the Drama, hopefully you'll get back track on there in race number 6.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, which is a 2-mile-7 Hunter Chase. Hunter Chase season is very much underway over in Ireland already. I must admit, my Irish point-to-point knowledge is very thin on the ground. So let's go with Jim Japers sizing down the Rhine here, based on his performance of the day at Rockfield in a point-to-point. Obviously, he comes in good nick. And the fact that Jamie Codd, who rode him on that occasion, is on board today, is surely got to be worth its weight in gold. So without getting too overcomplicated, as I said, sizing down the Rhine is the choice in the final contest. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. We'll be back on board, providing, of course, there's no more abandonments during the midweek, with Dundalk's card on Friday. So do please tune in then. Bye for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.